And
it might be, well, I'm sure in the rural country, rural part of the county, where the girls helped with the hoeing, the cotton, and things like that. They did wear blue jeans. They wore overalls. They didn't wear what you call jeans. They wore overalls.
And if someone would stuff a lot of things in his pockets, so that the pockets looked huge, what would you call it? So look at how his pockets.
Poochat.
Just that would mean they had a lot in, and they looked just enormous. And if something, you put some material in water, and say a new shirt, and then your husband wouldn't be able afterwards to get the collar buttoned, you'd say, well, that shirt certainly.
Beg pardon, I didn't get the question.
If you put some kind of cloth, if you put some kind of cloth in very hot water, and then some new cloth, new shirt.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. You'd say that the shirt drew up.
Drew up. And has that word changed?
I don't imagine it has.
Still say draw up. You never say shrink?
Yes, you say shrink too.
Now, or did you?
Shrink is a more modern term for it, because I remember we used to say this material, will it draw up?
I see. I think that's covered clothing and the home pretty well. I wonder if I could switch now to your recollections of the animals that you used to keep. Although you weren't strictly on a farm, you would have different buildings for the animals.
We had a barn, of course, a big barn for the horses and cows. And we would have a chicken house for the chickens. And at times we would have ducks and guineas, and they would roost with the chickens.
See. And the place where you would keep the cows outside the barn?
It was, we called that a lot, what do you call it, a barnyard.
Mm-hmm. And would you milk them out there if you did?
Yes, we'd take them, they all, the cows had, they slept in what you call stalls, and they had troughs for you to feed them.
Mm-hmm.
And then while you fed them, you'd go in the stalls with a stool and milk them. I've milked them plenty of them.
I see. And the hogs, where would you keep them outside?
We'd keep them in a pen. And if we had them outside, we'd have an opening and then a cover so that it'd be protection from the weather.
I see.